Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You've hit the spot. The place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Put your thinking caps on, because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You've dropped in on the spot, the place, the location where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, there she is, and the responses are never dull. All the way from Ireland, we have Natasha Martinik. And I'm so excited to have her because we're going to talk about something that a lot of people are talking about now, but haven't been talking about before. And it's ADHD in adults, women. We always hear it referenced when it comes to children, but I've had a couple guests that have realized that they've had this their whole life and was never diagnosed. They've lost jobs, they've lost relationships, they've even lost a bit of their mind because they didn't realize what was going on. So Natasha has an online program, Free from ADHD for Women. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about emotion code. What does that mean? And a whole lot more. So I'm excited to have her here on the show with me. How are you, Natasha?
Hello, April. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
No, I wish I was in Ireland with you. That's my next.
Oh, I wish that too.
How's the weather there?
Weather is not the perfect in Ireland, but everything else is really nice. When it's sunny, it's really so green that it's unbelievable.
I know. I bet. My daughter loves it there. She says it's beautiful. She loves the Highland cows.
Yeah. We have that.
Everywhere. So tell us a little bit about you and where your story begins.
Oh, it's a hard question. So I was born in Croatia. And in the time when I was born in the 70s, Croatia was still part of Yugoslavia. And then in the 90s, we had a war, similar like something that is going on in Ukraine right now. And what was interesting, when I was growing up, we were part of Yugoslavia, which was communist country. So what that means that we were not allowed to go to church. Mm-hmm. We were not allowed to say out loud that we believe in God. There was no spirituality, no such things. And it's really interesting how my life developed. And today I'm working as an energy healer, and my work is very much spiritual. And then people usually ask me, how did I become so spiritual? And of course, it was a gradual progress in my life through all of my traumas and tribulations, you know. And for me, spiritual awakening was really huge. And I can pinpoint the start of it because it was in 2004 when I was pregnant with my son, who is today 19-year-old. And exactly 6 weeks before my son David was born, my dad suddenly died of the heart attack. Yeah, and it was a huge turning point. It was a huge shock. And you know, for me, I was really close to him. And all of a sudden, he was gone. And for me, one of the biggest regrets was that he was very much looking forward to his grandson coming. And now the fact that they wouldn't meet was one of my biggest grievances, you know. And then later on, through my meditations, my dad came to me.
All right, and actually, I was going to say, he's still there.
Yeah, he's still around, very much so. And he told me that actually my son helped him, because my dad was a diabetic from very early age, maybe in his 20s. So he was quite sick his whole life. And he was quite young when he died. He was 64. And he told me in that meditation that actually he waited until he was certain that my son is coming, because he didn't want that balance of love in my life to be ruined. And then he said, like, when I was certain that he was coming, I was free to go. And so for me, all of that changed me on a really deep level. And from that day, I started searching for answers left and right, and reading books about near-death experiences, about past lives, about angels, and so on. And one of the first books that really changed me was Conversations with God from Neil Donald Walsh. And I found lots of answers and lots of confirmations in that book. Yeah, so
Wow.
this is how it started. And then I started, reading the books, watching the webinars, going to the seminars, whatever I could. And in 2000, I think it was 2011 or 12, I'm not sure anymore, I met amazing woman who became my spiritual teacher. And through her, I learned so much about myself and I
Wow.
learned so much about spirituality. She was an amazing woman. So I was taking all her classes. I was reading her books. It was still in Croatia. I was still living in Croatia back then.
Wow.
Yeah, and I attended her workshops. She was communicating with angels. We did past life regressions. We did Akashic records. She was amazing astrologer, and she taught us about reconnective healing. This is also one of the modalities. So I learned so much about myself and about spirituality from her, and I'm forever grateful. And she was a very, very wise woman. And in my natal chart, that was interestingly, even then, I used to be a teacher, and she saw my natal chart and she told me so many things that it was just wow, uncanny that she couldn't know about me at that point. And she told me, "Do you know that your soul has chosen to be a healer in this lifetime?" And it was so far-fetched for me back then that I start laughing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I said, "No way, no way." But yeah, it turned out that way.
So you've gotten all this education, you've got all this self-awareness. How did that resonate with your family members? You know, I don't know. I'm assuming, or is your husband Croatian as well?
Yeah, he is. Oh my God, he's very open-minded.
That's
He's
wonderful.
a different person than I am. He's much more down to earth, let's say, but he accepts me exactly as I am. And we have been together for 30 years, so we have grown together.
Right. Because
So
there's an
he has.
evolution and you change. You can't
Yes.
help but change when you have a spiritual awakening.
Yes.
There's different things. You're going to get different downloads. You're going to get different requirements. You're going to have different expectations. You're going to deal with a different group of individuals. So all of that is important. So you've taken all of this, and so now you have really delved into emotion code. Tell us a little bit about that and what that is.
Okay, so emotion code is modality that I got certified in, and when I open up to the spirituality and everything else, I start looking for something, even though I didn't know that I was looking for something, because teaching English, what I was doing then was resonating less and less how I was changing as well. And I tried many other modalities, and they just didn't resonate fully with me. And then I read a book, or I saw maybe Dr. Bradley Nelson's interview somewhere, and then I read the book, and it was just like, wow, that's for me. That was the key that I was looking for, because on some level, I always knew that whatever is happening with our physical body has to do with what is going on in our emotion and in our psyche. And Dr. Bradley was talking about it in such a open and simple manner that it made sense completely. And I just knew that I want to get certified. And what was interesting back then, angels always have a way of giving you what you need.
Oh, of course.
So at that time, only my husband was working because I was between the jobs. I felt very lost. And I remember we just moved to Ireland. So I changed my whole life and I was still feeling, somewhere in between. And then I like going for long walks because this is where I get into my zone. My brain becomes quiet, which is very rare with ADHD people. And then I can get downloads. And in one of those downloads, I heard a voice, "You came here to heal." And I was thinking to myself, because previously in Croatia, I became very ill from the stress, from everything that I have been through. And I was thinking, okay, that makes sense. Like I came here to calm down, and to heal. But then a few days later, the message was repeated, but with a different accent. And I realized that my guides or whoever was speaking to me, they mean that I'm supposed to do the healing work. And I
Wow.
literally, I stopped in my tracks and I said, like, this is what you meant? And that moment, I kid you not, April, a white car parked right in front of me. It had angel wings on the side of the doors where I was standing, and it has healing hands title up front. And I start laughing. I start laughing. I said, okay, I get you. I'll do it. And then I think a few days afterwards, I came across Emotion Code Book. And I remember saying to my husband, that's it. That's what I want to do with my life.
So break it down for us. What is emotion code?
Okay, so emotion code is energy healing modality that is helping people by releasing the trapped emotions and traumas from their bodies. Because everything is energy, and our body, even though it's physical and very tangible, it's also made of energy. And when our energy is disrupted by all the unhealed trauma and unprocessed emotions, and this goes on for a while, then different kind of diseases can occur. Okay?
So the type of work that you do, I know that you could include other modalities, but is this, I don't know, for someone that might be a little intimidated and not know what's going on, is this through meditation? Is this through hypnotherapy? Is this through muscle testing? Is this through, Akashic records? How
okay.
are you tapping into that?
So most of the time I work with clients one-on-one over the Zoom, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
We meet, they tell me what is bothering them. And then by using muscle testing, you're right, I'm getting, so I tune in into their higher self, let's say. And then by using muscle testing, I ask their higher self what is going on. And then we find traumas. Then we find trapped emotions and other energies that are disrupting their normal flow of energy and causing whatever they are having. Let's say insomnia. It's not a disease, but it's very disruptive and very, very uncomfortable.
Can't get any sleep, but okay.
Yes, so yes.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So for example, with insomnia, just to give you an example, usually it has to do with not feeling safe at the time when you need to completely relax. So for some reason, person cannot relax fully and go into that deep restful state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we go back in time and then we ask what is going on. And usually persons, they don't have to tell me lots about them. And I can pinpoint when something happened in their life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful. It's very subtle. It's very gentle, but it's so powerful, you know? And this is how we do it. And then when you remove those energies, trapped emotions and traumas from the body, then the body can heal, you know, because it goes back into the balance. So this is how it is done.
Okay, so how can a person, once you, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase my question. Once you identify these trapped emotions, you release them.
Mm-hmm.
Are they released permanently? Is this something that is, you know, ongoing work where, you know, sometimes you might have a cut, but you really haven't gotten to the infection inside the wound? Is
yeah.
this a layered process that you work
yes,
with?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It depends on what it is about and how deep it is, like with a cut. You know, sometimes you need a stitch, sometimes you don't. And this is exactly the same. If trauma is really big, then it usually takes several sessions to release it completely. The
Right.
root causes, this is what
right.
we do. We are releasing the root causes. If something is not so deep, then we can do it in one session. But usually for a long-term results, we need several sessions at least, because this work is done in layers.
Right. And that makes
and when you remove, sorry, and then sometimes it happens that when you remove one layer, a new layer come up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Because, and you, again, you don't want to go through something very traumatic, very emotional, that you've been
Exactly.
carrying, maybe generational trauma, whatever, you don't want to just bam, just hit a person with it because it can really
No.
spiral them out of control. So you want to
Yes.
take this gentle. They want to be able to process
Exactly.
each point. Now, how did this all help you with ADHD?
Oh my God, it helped me tremendously because I was never officially diagnosed, and I realized that I have ADHD somewhere in my late 40s. So I was struggling all my life with it without knowing what's going on. I always thought that this is, that's me. And once I realized and I started learning all those techniques, of course I wanted to help myself. And
Right.
then I start applying that and I start changing so visibly that my friends and family start asking me what I was doing because I became calmer. I start speaking much slower because sometimes women with ADHD, they speak really fast because their mind works really fast. I used to have anxiety in the morning that was like I had chest pains. It's gone. It's completely gone. So many changes that it was undeniable that this works. Because for me, medication was never an option. I just didn't want it because I know so many side effects. And going to the therapist was also not ideal option for me because in my mind, talking about your traumas is re-traumatizing you in some way. At least this is how I felt, okay? So therapy has a really great benefits, but one of the downsides is that you have to talk about trauma. With this modality, if a person comes to me and they don't want to speak about their trauma, that's fine because they can tell me like something really bad happened to me around the age 5. Could we release the root causes so it doesn't bother me anymore? She doesn't have to tell me what was going on at all. And I can go in and I can find the root causes, emotions and other energies, release them. And over the course of time, I mean, the memory is still there, but it doesn't have the emotional charge.
Now, how do you cleanse yourself? That's very important because you're taking on other people's energy, and
I
I
don't.
don't know for sure. You're not? No.
No. First, when we were trained at the beginning, we were trained to shield ourselves. So we don't work with our energy. We connect with the universal energy. I work with angels. Sometimes I do feel a bit heavy after the session, but I can clear myself within 5 minutes and I'm good.
Wow.
So it is a very intense work. So because I'm also an introvert, I don't take many clients per day because it would be just too draining for me. I want to be present 100%, for each person that I work with. But yeah, I don't spend my own energy. I always ask that I work with universal energy.
That's beautiful. So you can't diagnose ADHD. We're not even trying to do that because each person is very individual. But what are some of the signs or symptoms or maybe a person, because they need to be tested first and diagnosed before you can try to look for a solution. That's, you know, that's pivotal. What are we looking at? What are some of the characteristics of a person that has ADHD?
I mean, today there are so many online tests that you could do, and they could tell you would you be on an ADHD spectrum or not. One of such tests I did for myself from Dr. Amen, also in America. He's a great psychiatrist who is specializing in ADHD and all kinds of brain issues. And at the moment when I did the first test, so Dr. Amen, he states that there are like seven subcategories of ADHD. And the first time when I did his test, from seven possible, I had five. Okay. And then what I did, I went through my program first because I want to be my guinea pig first. And I did it for 8 weeks every day. I'll talk about it a bit later. And then I retested myself. And then the next time it showed me that I have only three. So it does work, definitely does work. And I could feel the change in myself. So What are the characteristics of people with ADHD? Some people say because we live in such a hurried pace, everybody has ADHD. It might be or not, but I think it's important to see how disruptive this is in your life. One of
So
the psych
ADHD is an attention deficit disorder.
Yes, age stands for hyperactivity.
Okay.
So there is some people call it ADD, like attention deficit disorder without hyperactivity, but
Okay.
lately they added that age. And usually they say that usually boys have more hyperactivity than the girls or
Yeah, I
women.
hear that a lot. And here in
Yeah.
the United States, they're diagnosed, they put on a pill. Because you've got a classroom of, 20, 25 kids, and you've got maybe
Yes.
one or two that are disruptive, and they can be disruptive for a plethora of reasons. It doesn't mean that they have ADHD. They could not be able to see the board. They may have reading challenges. There
Yes.
may be trauma at home. So before you rush to judgment, brains, you want to go through these steps. You want to have a proper diagnosis by a trained
Yes.
professional. To really work with your children because they will have them medicated and have them sitting in that classroom like zombies.
Yeah.
And, then there's bullying, then there's shaming because they're always singled out and it just adds to those layers of trauma. So you are working specifically with women now. Why did you just kind of niche down to that? I know that you're a woman and you relate
Yes.
better, but, why didn't you broaden your scope as far as maybe working with women, children, or even men?
Because I believe that with women it's a bit different because we tend to be not so disruptive maybe as boys, and therefore we go under the radar. And this is what happened to me. I was coping well at school. I was never disruptive, so I was never diagnosed. I never received any help. Okay, so that's the one. And but what happened? For me, hyperactivity is present, but it shows in a way of overthinking. Like my mind goes 100 miles per hour. In
Wow.
school, like I was not disruptive. I was quiet. I was not paying attention if I was not interesting. This is one of the characteristics. But like all my notebooks were full of doodles. This is how I was calming myself down. Okay. When I was older, when I was agitated or stressed, I was calming myself with physical activities. For example, I don't know, vacuuming or doing something, pacing and so on. You know, so hyperactivity is present. It shows up as restlessness, which can be very it can be very uncomfortable. Many women have problems with sleep issues, with digestive issues, with depression and anxiety. And I want to help them because very often they don't get diagnosed and they don't realize that they have something like ADHD until their kids start showing the symptoms. And usually kids go through the process of diagnosis, and then mother says, okay, maybe I could be having it too. You know, for me as well, I saw it first in my son, and then, you know, the light bulb went, okay, you know, it might be something to do with me as well.
Now, is this a possibility that this can be hereditary? Is there
Western
a,
medicine.
when you do the genomes and the,
Yeah.
no telling what will pop up, what will
Yeah,
happen.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm just saying from my own experience and
Absolutely.
experience of my clients, you know,
Yes.
and from energy healing perspective, I don't believe that it's inherited, ADHD per se. What I believe is that trauma is inherited, which is actually causing the ADHD.
Okay.
ADHD, in my sense, in my experience, is a stress response. It's a coping mechanism of a very traumatized and stressed brain.
And brains, I want you to realize also that trauma and stress starts in the womb.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. This is exactly true. It was true for me. It was true for my boy. Because let me just tell you, when I was pregnant with him, at 16 weeks or something, we had a huge car crash when a drunken guy rear-ended us. Luckily, everything was fine, but it was a huge trauma.
Oh,
And
sure.
then 6 weeks before my dad was born, my son was born, my dad died. So another big trauma. And of course, my son said, like, when we once talked, and I said, you might be having, the traits. And then he said, like, but I had a beautiful childhood. It doesn't make sense. And then I just told him about those two traumas that he had when he was still in my body. And I said, that's enough to choose to cause that your brain become, how to say, dysregulated, let's say.
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's a trauma,
It
and
is.
small, big, and it's how you process it. Everybody's not going to
Exactly.
process it the same way.
Yeah.
Tell my brains a little bit about your online program and how to get in contact with you, Natasha.
Okay. So the program is called Free from ADHD, and the goal of that program is to help women, and they can use it for their children as well, because it's completely, it's online, it's self-paced. So what I did for myself when I realized that I need to do something is I wanted something that will not take lots of time, because we lack patience very often. So I recorded the sessions, healing sessions, eight of them. So it is 8 week long. And I embedded that into a recording that has music on, just to make it more pleasurable, so they're not listening to my voice. It's not a guided meditation. They're just listening to a very calming music, and in the background, silently, energy healing is going on, and it works. And then you just download each week, you download the separate audio. And for example, when you're washing the dishes or you're doing something, you just put it in the background at least once per day. And this will clean your energy. Because what I'm doing when I'm working with people with ADHD, there are four levels of everything that is happening with us. So emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. And this program is encompassing all of them. So those recordings are clearing all your systems, all your organs or your glands
Oh, wow.
from trauma, from trapped emotions, everything that is causing you to have lack of focus, everything that is causing stress, including accumulated stress in the body. Over time we accumulate stuff, and you become calmer. You become focusing, it's easier because your brain is not stressed. You get a bit more dopamine, a bit more serotonin, so you don't feel so anxious and depressed, and so on. And yeah, this program is really life-changing. It has been life-changing for me and for my clients, and this is why I decided to offer it to the wide audience. If you can see, here down below my face,
Right.
this is the website where you can find it.
I'm going to
And
add that
not
to the back of the show notes. Absolutely.
perfect, thank you so much. I
Yeah.
have another website that is being built now, but this at the moment, this is my main one. And there, if you go there, you can not only find that program free from ADHD, you can find many freebies that I made. The last one is also for people with ADHD. It's called 7 Ways to Help Your ADHD Brain. And these are my recommendations, what you can do for yourself that will not cost you lots of time and money and effort to help yourself. Let me just
That's
tell you
what we
one.
want to do. We want people to help themselves.
Yes.
And if you can't necessarily heal, at least you can ask the right questions. You can be directed in the right place. You can say, I'm experiencing, ABZ, and this is what I'm feeling. I've done a little research on the internet. I've went to Natasha's website. Can you see if I fall within these parameters for these things? Once you get a diagnosis, then you have to make a conscious choice on what is the
Exactly.
best course of action. But if you don't have choices and you don't have options, then you might be stuck doing something that is not beneficial to you or something that pleases you or helps heal you. Natasha, you are absolutely wonderful. I want to thank you
Thank
so
you.
much
Thank
for being
you.
here with us from Ireland, to connect on a much deeper level. You're never too old to know what you don't know or to try to find a resolution to a problem and try to, resolve trauma so that you don't take it to the next lifetime. All right. So, Brains, I need you to go in, love, like, share, and subscribe right here. Let me give you, put it right here in your face. Can you see that? Love, like, share, and subscribe. We're on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your information, that is where we are. Thank you so much again, Natasha, for being on the edge with us. Come back and check in
Thank
with
you.
us again, okay?
Thank you so much,
All right.
everybody. Thank
You're the
you.
best. Bye, Brains.
Bye.